Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
News coming, good sports coming as well. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John, the secret to staying sweat-free this summer. Tommy John's summer-ready, ultra-breathable underwear and bras. Cool cotton underwear for men and women. Like having your own on-body AC unit. I'm wearing mine right now. I tell you guys, I'm wearing the T-shirt. I'm wearing the T-shirt and the underpants today. It wicks away the moisture and the heat. Natural Pima cotton, enhanced airflow. It evaporates sweat super fast. There's no other underpants you can wear where you can go out and go on my rowing machine for a half hour, really work up a nice sweat, just walk around that night, and it just dries on me. Upgrade to Tommy John. Do it today. And again, super breathable, comfortable designs. You won't go back to what you're wearing. It's the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free. They got a guarantee. No adjustment needed. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, first and foremost, it finally hit me, and it should have much earlier. You said Randy is not exactly a fighter's name. His last name is Couture. He should have been a fashion designer.
He sounds Randy like Couture. A horny gay designer out of the out of Perry. Yeah,
it sounds like a spoof name. Yet he's one of the strongest men ever.
It's like Bobby Trendy. It's like a name that like it's not real.
Yeah, it's like from SNL, Randy Couture. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. I saw your face change when I said Couture. And how do you spell his name and Couture the thing? Well,
the thing, the like made to order fashion, made to measure fashion. I think it's Couture, like Coutu-R-E.
They're
spelled the same. Is that a term? It's not a brand name. It's like a term for fashion or custom fashion.
Couture is like a made to measure garment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So bespoke. It's amazing.
Right.
It's perfect.
Randy Couture.
So, that's so fantastic. Hurricane Laura,
Max Pata just told me his middle name is Bottoms. It's Randy Bottoms Couture. I did not know that. Probably his grandparents or something.
Yeah.
No wonder he had to become a fighter.
Yeah.
So Hurricane Laura was so terrifying, especially the lead up to it, that experts were literally using the word, and I've never heard this in terms of weather before, they were calling it unsurvivable. And there were even authorities who said, if you're not obeying the evacuation orders, do us a favor, write your name on a piece of paper with your social security number, your address, and your next of kin, put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in your pocket, because that's how you'll be identified. We hope it doesn't come to that.
I, for one, was delighted that this hurricane had made to shore, because I turned on CNN, and for the first time in 5 months, it was not the grim death toll from COVID-19 or, Trump is doing battle with Russia or whatever. It was just weather. It was a weather event. Sadly, it was so refreshing just to see the footage of the guy. It wasn't, they burnt down another the Winnebago dealership over another racially based cop shooting or something. It was just, there's something, it's an act of God versus I'm going to burn down a Toyota dealership. Like, it just felt, it was kind of like, geez, and there's guys standing refreshing out there, and the wind's blowing, and I'm like, when I used to turn on CNN, that's what I would picture.
Yeah,
and it was
good old days.
It was kind of nice to get back to that for a second.
Back to basics, back to force majeure.
Back to basics.
Well, I thought about that during the RNC. Now, I know that a lot of prep goes into the scripts, and I know that, you know, you kind of stay the course. But I thought to myself, will it be a big tell whether it's been pre-taped if they don't refer to Hurricane Laura? Because that's going to hit shore. They're calling it unsurvivable. There's a lot of people down there that I would imagine possibly vote conservatively or vote Republican. And if it's not mentioned, I'm going to go ahead and assume that it was pre-taped. That's just my, that was just my theory. But it did slam southern Louisiana early Thursday as a Category 4 storm. It was one of the most powerful to strike the Gulf Coast in decades. The storm made landfall at 1 a.m. near Cameron, Louisiana, about 35 miles east of the Texas border. And that wasn't it. I don't know if you saw this footage or read about this, but downtown Lake Charles, Louisiana, took a heavy hit. Tons of destruction, roofs peeled off, you know, buildings destroyed, windows blown out, and an industrial plant that makes chlorine-based products got lit on fire. So the smoke and the toxic nature of that was also a huge problem, sending smoke throughout the area. That's why they had people shelter in place again, because of this toxic, noxious smoke.
Once again, fire started by a storm versus the angry mob that hit the street. I've still felt better about it.
Yeah.
Are we still dealing with our wildfires out here? You know?
Oh, yeah. We have, I think we're at 1.4 million acres burned so far this year, as opposed to, like, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand or maybe not even that much last year.
One of my favorite parts about any, like, Superman movie or any kind of thing like that, or cartoons that I would watch, you know, like an Aquaman kind of thing, would be, it wouldn't be Aquaman putting out the fire. It would be like fires on the West Coast, storms on the East Coast, and then he would direct the storm to put the fire out.
There'd
be something where all the rain, it'd be like, shh, and he'd like push it over and all the fires are gone. There's something always tantalizing about not you just go put the fire out, but you redirect this thing.
Right.
So right now they're being buried with water. We're over here dry as a tinderbox burning down, and they're both extreme bads. But if we use the one on the other, they would avoid the water. We need the water. I don't know. It was one of those cartoon Saturday morning cartoon kind of fantasies.
And if that didn't work, we could always get Superman to blow on a lake and fly it on over.
That's how we did it in the movie. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
frozen disc style. Mm-hmm. So that blew over. It reached 150 miles an hour wind. There was footage. I don't know if you saw it. I didn't pull it just because it's 3 seconds. But of an RV just being just capsized by the wind.
Well, RV, you know, the thing about an RV is you drive an RV down the freeway and there's 35 mile an hour gusts and you'll go into the next lane. Also, it is amazing how powerful wind is and what it does. I mean, I don't want to sound like a superstitious native, but I mean, again, watching one of those big transport airplanes load up a bunch of army tanks and just take off down the runway. I mean, it's crazy what that is doing, what's going on the wing of that airplane. I mean, it is taking M1 Abrams tanks, I think six of them on some of those planes. One of those things weighs as much as 40 SUVs, and it just right into the yonder.
Glides on up.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to our primitive brains. It's
right.
Like, what?
But
we're not supposed to be up there.
But it is a
with that stuff.
It is a crazy powerful force. All right. Well, sorry, what else?
And it's funny because coming from, you know, being born or not born, but being here's the RV just kind of going over on its side. He's going to show it to you. It does take a while, and the wind just whips it over. Being born or being raised actually in Tornado Alley, you'd think I'd have a better understanding. But it's still very hard for me. As many tornadoes as I've experienced and seen, it's still hard for me to wrap my brain around wind being able to lift a human, being able to lift a car. It's just wind.
And then you see that
shit, and it's hard to wrap your mind around.
Took Dorothy's whole house.
Yeah.
That's right.
I wonder, helpfully, technology is saving structures, because they did not even have hurricane straps back in the day. Like, stuff wasn't, you know, just the notion of metal straps and hangers and clips. So you have to picture, when I got into construction, barely was there any straps. So what I'm saying is you'd frame the walls, and then you'd put the roof rafters on top of the walls. And where the roof rafter went over the top of the framed wall, you just put a nail in at an angle. Just hold it down. Like, it was literally called toenailing. You just put a nail there. And if you think about it, if you stood up on that wall and grabbed that rafter, you could lift it up and just pop it off. It was just nailed to it. Well, now, if you go down the Home Depot, you go down the right aisle of Home Depot, you will see 4-foot-long Simpson straps with 150 nail holes in it that would go right over the top of your roof and strap each side. Like, when you build stuff now, a huge part of it is strapping and hanging. So the difference between the hanger now, or I should say that the ceiling joist and or the rafter that going over the top of the wall, is it wouldn't be just nailed, which nails have almost no pullout strength. They're not like a screw. They're just sort of pull out. They don't have that sort of fish hook barb or anything on. They just slide out, they slide in, they slide off. Now it's a clip or a Tico clip, a joist hanger, whatever, a strap, and they just strap the shit out of everything. It does not come apart like it used to. And they figured out a lot of stuff with venting and stuff, like letting the air pass through and leave through the ridge or whatever. Wow. So hopefully technology saved a lot of these structures. But yes.
And then you think, we were talking about this on the Conway show last night, where, you know, you think this is so horrible, and it is. It's devastating and horrific. But think if we in California got that kind of warning for an earthquake. You know, not 10 and a half seconds and, you know, go find a doorway. But like, hey, tomorrow around 1 a.m., you're not going to want to be in your house because an earthquake's coming. Like, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
We should work on that.
And I was thinking about Los Angeles and earthquakes and whatever. And then I was also kind of picturing the homeless population. And if you think about places that have these hurricanes or tornadoes or these big time events, you know, big ice storms and stuff like that.
Right.
There's a kind of imperative with the mayor of the city, which is we got to put these homeless people somewhere. Like, we have to go scoop them up. Like, they cannot, can't just live outside during a 1 week long ice storm or tornado or whatever. You can't do it. If there's an earthquake, your best bet is to be outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the, so
maybe not under an overpass, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, and even then, today, it's probably safe, pretty safe place to be. So if you think about the imperative of a natural event and sort of who's it going to hit first, and that'll be the homeless people, and what are we going to do? Well, L.A. doesn't really have any of those events. The only event we have is an earthquake, and that doesn't mean anyone has to move anywhere. People during earthquakes oftentimes go outside. There'll be people scared to go back in their house and that kind of thing. But I do think a good weather event probably does for the homeless population in your city what a good party does for your house once a year. As I've always said, like, hey man, once a year, throw a party. It forces you to go around and sort of take care of shit you didn't want to take care of and clean stuff up and put stuff away. Like, you just go right into that. Everyone's coming over for Thanksgiving. That box, those boxes that were by the front door that we're going to give away to Goodwill for 9 months, they're going this weekend.
Get it
done. Know what I mean? So maybe be curious how it worked, but in cities that have floods and hurricanes and ice storms and stuff like that, if it's like once a year or once every 3 years or whatever, it's going to force you to go, we got to get the homeless, we got to put them somewhere, we got to figure out what to do. It's some action. Whereas the reason LA just keeps growing and growing in the homeless department is there's no imperative. Like, nothing ever really happens, you know?
It's just like you were talking about at the beginning of the show on a micro scale. Like, I have everything I need. Like, they're fine. There's no ice storms.
Yeah. Something's going to have to happen. All right. Let me hit Sue the collector. Over 40 million people are unemployed now, and that means unpaid bills. It doesn't mean debt collectors can abuse trying to collect the debt. No, 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 no. If a debt collector lies or verbally abuses, or is verbally abusive, I should say, or treats you unfairly, you don't have to put up with it. You get free legal help at SueTheCollector.com. Skilled consumer law attorneys will take your case for free. So if you feel like you've been jobbed and you want to talk to someone and you want to do it for free, SueTheCollector.com is where you go. They eliminate the debt you owe, pay you up to $1,000, and erase any errors on your credit report that were caused through no fault of your own. It is SueTheCollector.com. Right, Dawson?
Get a free attorney, plus went up to $1,000 and get the debt erased forever. That's what the team at Sue the Collector can offer, and they never charge for their services. That's SueTheCollector.com.
What else, Gina Grand?
Well, this is an ever-changing and evolving story, but we must talk about it. So if it's a little out of date by tomorrow, my apologies. The NBA's players have decided to resume the playoffs, according to a source at ESPN. Discussions are underway when teams will play. Now, of course, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. In the wake of the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Bucks were the first ones to kick this off. They led a protest Wednesday that resulted in a postponement of games all day. Later in the day, baseball teams that were scheduled to play also decided to walk off the field, including the Brewers, the Reds, the Dodgers, Giants. The WNBA also postponed three games. Major League Soccer postponed. Everyone but NHL, I think. They played on. Nike Express.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
For anyone listening, all the guys killed at the hands of the police were huge soccer fans, massive soccer fans. That I know. So they wouldn't care for the NBA. Many of them, not baseball guys, but they were all soccer guys. So if you're listening and you're thinking about going back onto that field, understand the love everyone who's ever died at the hands of police has had for soccer, especially. So
you're saying they should sit it out for as long as possible?
Well, obviously, you have to pay homage to the fans that have passed.
Right.
And these men and women were all massive soccer fans. So just
keep that in mind
when you wrestle morally with going back onto that extended field you play on for a time limit of who knows. But either way, when you're lighting up the scoreboard with a grand total of 2.5 goals scored over 17 hours, remember, every time you kick one of those balls in the net, you're besmirching the memory of one of these Americans that was taken before their time by the hands of the police. Thank you.
Well said.
Yeah.
Good words. Mm-hmm. And by the way,
and as far as women's softball goes, well, the same math applies.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to show you a clip in a second, but just sort of a, I don't know if it's a moral, ethical question. The Dodgers and the Giants taking the night off in protest. Does it count when you play a doubleheader the next day, when you just backload it?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That, most teams did.
I feel like you're flying in the face. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count. You can't. Well, okay. Everyone's going to make it up. I mean, the NBA is going to play the game they were going to play yesterday, today, or however it works. But when you play a doubleheader, you're literally just making it up. Right.
Agreed. But that might not be true for the Lakers and the Clippers. Because they really, they took sort of, I guess people are saying it's a vote. It doesn't seem to be a vote. It was more like an informal poll. And the Lakers and the Clippers said, hell no. And then LeBron James walked out of the meeting and many players followed him. So they could be done. Again, this news is ever evolving. So we'll see, in the next day or two. But they literally could be done. Kenny Smith also took a stand in the middle of NBA on TNT. And he walked off the set on Wednesday. The broadcast was slated as a pregame programming ahead of the Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets. And Smith, who's a longtime TNT analyst, 10-year NBA veteran, he kind of spoke as he started taking his stuff off and taking his mic off and explained his reasoning here.
I think the biggest thing now is to kind of as a black man, as a former player, I think it's for best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
Son hooked his mic.
And figure out what happens after that. Yeah, I just don't throw quick to me.
Shaq and Barkley, uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
Shaq right. won't look at him.
Powerful statement. Powerful statement. Everyone's making a powerful statement. Were we just talking about this? All right, everyone, make your powerful statement, and we'll see what happens. All right.
And but the one thing that I think is very sort of we should note that when everyone was afraid that Kaepernick stand, you know, Nike wasn't going to support it. Well, now we know there's a precedent set, and Nike gets on board.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Nike put out a statement immediately saying Nike stands in support of NBA and WNBA players and athletes across the sports community in the response to the senseless shooting of Jacob Blake. So that's a response you can count on at this point.
Right. But you can't get up and walk out if you're talking about anything to do with China, because then Nike's got a little different take on the human rights and abuse. All right, look, it's all pretty transparent. For some people, it's a virtue thing. For other people, it's a money thing. God bless you. Have fun, everybody. Now,
keep you posted.
I will say this about baseball. It's funny. I never thought about this angle of baseball, but I always used to say that I didn't look at baseball as quite the sport that the NBA or, you know, the NBA or the NFL, because I would always go, if you go to the sidelines of an NFL game, people are breathing off an oxygen mask while defensive coordinator is showing them a tablet and frantically pointing at stuff, and the quarterback's getting yelled at by his coach, and the guy's got the headset on, and he's up in the tower, and he's up in the booth, and he's calling out whatever, whatever. And then you go to the sidelines of a baseball game, and the guy's like making a pyramid out of sunflower seed husks, and the other guy's turning his hat on inside out. Everyone's just kind of sitting around watching, you know. And I used to use that as an example, but better example, the doubleheader. Because
can you imagine?
There's no such thing as a doubleheader of football, and there's no such thing as a doubleheader of basketball. I mean, you can't, it's just too. It's too vigorous a sport. It's too high impact. It's too draining. You could never turn around and just run that court again for the same amount of time. In football, these guys, I mean, they barely sign off on, they don't even want, you know, someone goes, we're going to go from a 16-game season to a 17-game season. They go, not physically possible. Like, they're trying to, they're fighting
train for that.
Tooth and nail for 17 games. Baseball is the only sport where you go, just do another one. Play
those. We'll make it up tomorrow.
Yeah. By the way, the same guy pitched doesn't have to pitch twice, and the other guy can pitch, and then you just go about your business.
I know very little about the ins and outs business wise of any of these associations, but we had Matt Money Smith on last night, and he was saying there is no way in hell, I believe I'm quoting him accurately, there is no way in hell that baseball will do any kind of boycott. Like, you know, like the season's off. Football? Like, that doesn't, no, baseball. Like, we were talking about the Dodgers. Oh. And he said, you know, how many more games are they going to sit out? He's like, no, it doesn't, they're not doing that.
The Dodgers Dodgers are tearing it up, right?
Yep.
Are they?
Getting ready for that inevitable playoff collapse.
I mean, they are, I don't know, I saw like 18 and 4 or something, like something crazy. Like
22 and 8, I think.
Something big, looking? Something good. I mean, they're really.
Yeah, they're 22 and 9.
22 and 9. Mm-hmm. That's
Oh, sorry, Giants had a walk-off.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me hit True Niagen here. You want to walk off with your health? I'm going to go with True Niagen. I've been taking cellular health vitamin True Niagen for a number of months now. What month are we in? God, about 6-7 months now. We get older, our bodies experience a near 50% decline in NAD, which negatively affects the health of our cells and body. Lifestyle stressors like intense exercise or lack of sleep, overeating, and stress on the immune system also deplete NAD. And Because your cells expend more energy to function. Backed by Nobel Prize winning scientists, clinical research, global regulatory approvals. Get this stuff. Drew's on it. I'm on it. Shannon Sharp, speaking of guys who look pretty good in their board shorts in the NFL, is taking True Niagen as well. And you just visit TruNiagen, TRUNIAGEN.com. Use the code Adam for $20 off any 3 month plus supply through September 4th. All right, what else we got, Gina Grad?
We have more Falwell news. I don't think this story is going away anytime soon either. Another Miami man claims to have had a personal relationship with Becky Falwell. That's Jerry Falwell Jr.'s lady, and even sued the family last year over his stake in their LGBTQ friendly hostel. Did not know that, according and that's the business when they said that the Giancarlo Granda kid. That's the business that he's in. He was running that hostel. So according to the Daily Mail,
Jerry was so committed to that business. He visited it almost every night.
That's funny.
Do they have an LGBTQ hostel?
Hostel.
Weren't they against that stuff? I don't know. I don't know how religion works anymore.
I don't
Can
either.
I tell you something? When I was a kid, it was super easy. There was like religious people and non-religious people. And the religious people pretty much looked at the Bible and told everyone they would go to hell. And, you know, you couldn't have sex out of wedlock or use the Lord's name in vain. And that was about it. We didn't have all this IHOP, this International House of Pancakes of, the Shiites or the Sunnis or these are Sikhs.
Yeah.
The Sikhs are different than the Muslims. It's like, we didn't know shit. We were barely Jews.
Are you evangelical Christian or are you nothing?
That guy goes to church. That guy's nothing. Those right. weird people are Jews. That's all we had. We didn't have Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. They didn't even make it over here. Forget about all this
time.
Stuff that, again, stuff out of the Middle East and that kind of stuff. We didn't have to break down the game film on what everyone could do. If you're basically an atheist or an agnostic, my family, then you could do whatever you wanted. And then if you were religious, you couldn't be gay. But we didn't know about all the Unitarians and stuff like that. It's like, oh, no, this guy's a priest, but he's gay. You know, like we didn't have all that stuff. It was a simpler, easier time. It's like, do you want to drive a Chevy or a Ford? There's no Daihatsu. This is a Daihatsu type situation. Is that a good car? Don't know. Too many choices. I have no idea. I thought these guys were evangelicals. Why do they have the gay youth hostel for?
Yeah.
Confusing.
Well, I think Brian alluded to why they might have it, but I'm not sure. So according to the Daily Mail, he's urged the pool boy to speak out against the family and tell the full truth, though he didn't go into detail what the full truth is. So this dude is Gordon Bellow, and he sued Jerry Falwell Jr. last year over his stake in the hostel that the family invested in and Giancarlo runs, the pool boy. In his most recent claims against the couple, Granda alleged that Jerry once sent him a photograph of a Liberty University student exposing herself on the family's farm. He claims that Jerry's a predator, and Granda and Bellow are high school friends. In 2017, Bellow filed a lawsuit against the Falwells, claiming his father, who is a builder, gave them the idea for the hostel that they bought and went into business with Granda. So it's heating up. It's a sordid tale, and I'm sure there will be more.
There's too many sordid tales now. Can't keep track of all the sordid tales. And I'm trying to think, when I was a kid, like what the big, I don't know. It was like, we have secret recordings of Richard Nixon, and he says the word shit. It was like, all right. It seems weird seeing like Richard Nixon like cussing, you know what I mean? Like the big stuff that would be having people cuss, like literally catching. It was right up there with knowing a school teacher's first name. It was a big deal
when I was seeing their house.
Yeah, or where they lived, or seeing them out in the wild somewhere or something. Now it just feels like there's so many scandals out there. I don't even know where to even begin. You know what I mean? You don't even
say Watergate did happen when you were 10.
Yeah, I was a kid. Oh no, I mean Watergate's a scandal, but I just mean like playing the recordings.
Yeah,
I mean it was a scandal, but I'm saying the salacious stuff was like hearing somebody cuss. You know,
well, you're
I mean?
Right. And to that, point, like, think of, is it the Orson Welles one? And, like the, Colonel Sanders, you know, in the middle of a voiceover session, and they're cursing, and it's the greatest. It's the funniest. It's hysterical. And now you get a hot mic and people go to prison.
Casey Kasem.
Dead dog story.
The dead dog story. I mean, that's all we had is that kind of
stuff.
The upbeat
tempos.
And I think it was, I'm going to look to Dawson for this one. Was it Buddy Rich on the tour bus? That was a good one. Fucking yelling
at
everybody.
There's also one. Who was the one who's going to unleash the fury in First Class? Dawson might know. I will unleash the fucking fury.
Oh, in First Class?
Yeah, it was a rock star. It was a Lemmy type.
Oh, I'll try to. I
have no idea, but I'll look.
Dawson's confused, but Buddy Rich, the drummer, was on a tour bus, like fucking yelling at everyone in his band. I mean, it was to me inspirational.
They're going to say uncomfortable.
He's basically saying, hey, you fuck ups. You fuck up again. You make me look bad. I'll fucking throw you all off in Peoria. Like, it was awesome.
Brian, I think you're thinking of Yngwie Malmsteen. That sound
funny? Yeah, what band was he in? He's a rock and roller, heavy metal type, and he was woken up, who passed out drunk in First Class on a long, transatlantic flight, and someone woke him up. And his tirade includes, I would unleash the fucking fury.
As far as I know, Yngwie Malmsteen is Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah, he's just his own.
I thought he was in a band.
And what you're describing, Adam, I could name a few off the top of my head who have done that to a lot of their musicians.
Well, this is
I'm looking for Buddy Rich right now.
Or could Buddy Guy is different than Buddy. Yeah, Buddy Guy's the guitar, Buddy Rich the drummer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Buddy Rich cursing out his band on a tour bus is awesome. It's funny because you think jazz drummer, you think the most laid back guys in the world, right? Nobody's smoother than a jazz drummer. Like, no, in terms of their affect, that's the coolest dude in the room, right? Not so much. Yeah, not so much. All right, well, let's do one more, and maybe Dawson will find that.
All right, let's see here. Let's find a good one. Oh, so I'll show you a fun little video. An 11-year-old girl in Ontario, Canada, broke a Guinness Book of World Record when she solved a 30 Rubik's Cubes one-handed while hula hooping. Her name is Sankavi Rathan. We have video. And she solved 30 of the puzzles with one hand while keeping a hula hoop moving around her body, beating the previous record of 25. The record took Rathan less than an hour to break. And this is, talk about overcoming. She said the record was ideal for her because she has limited mobility in her other hand. So this is something she was just going to do to work on it. And she's hula hooping and she's solving it, and it's one handed.
Let me say this, Whitey. The Indians, they were destroying us in spelling bees, obviously dominating. Now the hula hoop, Rubik's Cube. The spelling bee, I thought, okay, fine. That's purely mental. You know what I mean? It's not physical. They can't take us physically. They can take us mentally with all their word spelling, but physically.
But not with their dexterity.
We still got the upper hand. Between the spelling and the hula hooping and the one-handed Rubik's Cube, meet your new overlords. This is it, people. We're going to be outsourced. Whitey's going to be outsourced. You understand?
There's a reason that God has like 18 arms. He's fucking hiding in plain sight.
That's right. Think how many Rubik's Cubes Rushdie or whatever, Sunu or whatever his name is, could do. Sushku. Eliza Dushku. The point is this. I'm going to start sucking up to these people now. I'm not waiting. I'm not going to be like one of these businesses that throws up the Black Lives Matter flag, you know, late into the game so I won't get torched. I'm doing it early and often.
Get early, yeah.
I'm getting in. I'm buying low and selling high with the Indian stock.
What? Wasn't that a Simpsons quote? I, for one, welcome our new overlords.
Yes, it was.
Kent Brockman.
Kent Brockman, yeah. Do you have Buddy Rich?
What the fuck do you think is going on here? You had 2 days off What do you think this is, anyhow? What kind of plane do you think this is? What kind of miscue do you call this? What fucking bed do you think you're playing on, motherfuckers? You wanna fuck with me on a bandstand? Shut that fucking door. I'm up there working my balls off, trying to do somebody a favor, and you motherfuckers are sucking all over this joint. What kind of trumpet section do you call it tonight? And saxophones? You've gotta fucking be kidding me. How dare you call yourselves professional? Assholes are playing like fucking children out there. You got your... Where the fuck are you? You won't be heard? Everybody can hear your fucking clams out there. You don't need a mic for that. You taking up too much fucking time? Blowing what? Shit! You stand out here all fucking night trying to blow your fucking brains out and come trying to play. What do you play? Clams? Nowhere to fucking go to the next day, because if I hear one fucking clam from anybody, you've had it. One clam, and this whole fucking band is through tonight. Try me.
He goes on for another minute.
Yeah, all right, we got it.
It's fantastic.
You play this kind of shit for me?
I'll tell
fuck
you.
Fuck all of you.
Fuck all you, Sanders Bain. How long would he have lasted in the Fugees? I say... One summer, max.
Yeah.
Max. One European tour, max. I don't believe they'd re-up when the Fugees went back out on their Asian tour the next year, right? I'm just picking a band, but yeah.
I put in Buddy Rich, and I was about to put in Buddy Rich audio, and the first thing that comes up is Buddy Rich mean.
Well, you know, who's got... A less apt name, the Randy Couture UFC killer or Buddy. Buddy screaming at everybody in his band.
Yeah. Came as a shock to everyone.
Yeah. Also, you know, I do sympathize with Buddy because I'll tell you what happens is I've told you guys about this. Maybe you've experienced it to some degree, but it's like you're up there playing and he's doing what he's doing and everyone around him, like there's the guy you said, hey, you need to work harder on this or practice more, you're kind of missing this or you're not hitting that, and then you're you're on stage and he starts missing it, right? And in any other form of life, you'd like stop and get up and go, hey, man, remember we talked about that shit? But you have to keep smiling and playing and you're smiling and playing. And the concert's going on for an hour and a half and you hear this person like fucking up. And there's this interest. Then when you get off stage, there's this interest that builds up. Like when we used to do, like, I'd always remember, like, if we were doing like a man show bit and we're doing the walkthrough and they had the thing where you pulled the thing and the thing would happen. And I'd go, oh, it doesn't work right. We need to fix this and we need to do that. And then when you'd go out on stage for the live taping and it wouldn't work, and you'd have to like smile and laugh, but you're thinking, I'm going to kill that guy. We talked about this. And then you'd go through the whole bit and then the other thing wouldn't work very well. And it, when you got off the stage, you were always at 110%. Like it was never... You don't realize that when shit happens and you can address it as it goes, you kind of, it evens you out a little bit. Buddy was probably playing an hour plus long gig thinking, I'm going to kill these guys from minute one. And that's what we heard because he's a dear, dear friend. And I never met the man, but I don't know, what would he be? Top five drummer of all time? Or where would he be on those power ranks? I mean, he was
lots would make the argument for number one.
Number one.
Yeah, I'm seeing an interview with one of his bandmates, and he said that Buddy would threaten the audience.
Also, in a world where you got to record stuff reel to reel, like back, and there's no more hit the thing on your phone, you know, now no big whoop to secretly record anybody. You're recording Buddy Rich back then. You got to get a boom mic. You got to get an engineer. You got to get the reel to reel 8-track.
The fucking plan. Conversation.
Yeah. I mean, what year was that from? Does it say what year, Dawson? All right. You bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Geico Yeah, right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? Save that do-re-mi. Go to geico.com and switch. And if you do, by October 7th, you could be saving that 15% at Geico. So visit geico.com and learn just how much you could be saving at geico.com.
So those recordings were, there was a series of recordings made on tour buses and in dressing rooms by the pianist Lee Musiker, who concealed a compact tape recorder in his clothing while on tour with Rich in the early 80s. On one recording, Rich threatens to fire trombonist Dave Panici for having a beard.
Okay.
But although he threatened many times to fire members of his band, he seldom did so.
I guess if it was a post-mortem dress down after each show, like you knew you're like a football coach might be this way after a loss. Like you understand you're going to get yelled at when you go into this locker room. They started realizing, oh, I'm bringing my recorder.
I was going to say the only experience I have with this is the 2 years I spent coaching high school football, because you couldn't unleash on a kid when the fucking parents are 19 feet behind you. You know
right,
what I mean? Like
right.
You had to bottle that shit up and keep a game face on, but you're like, because the kids they're kids. They're 15 years old. They forget their assignments all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Missed a block or whatever.
Yeah, but it builds up. All right. Tempe, Arizona Improv. We're doing live pods there September 18th and 19th and stand up there as well. Salt Lake City Wise Guys October 2nd and 3rd. I'm your emotional support animal, doing quite nicely. Thank you. And write a review because I read them on Amazon. I want to thank Rob Henderson and Scott Atkins for doing a great job with us today. And until next time, it's Adam for Rob and Scott and Gene and Bald saying, oh, good sports coming. Mahalo.
That's right. Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla return for good sports right after this.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to the Friday edition of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, we were talking about automobiles and inconsistency. We do have to talk a little bit of pro football because unless I've gone crazy and can no longer keep any track of time, I believe in 2 days, on Sunday, we will be a mere 3 Sundays away from gathering in the warehouse to watch some actual meaningful pro football action, if everything stays on course, knock on wood that it does. Now, we have some unfinished business from yesterday to get to.
So, Gary, and I like to pick out inaccuracies in movies as it pertains to cars. Again, Transformers is blatant. Of course, there's Daredevil when he's going to jump 300 feet field goal to field goal. First off, he's talking about the action of a field goal. He should be saying goalpost. It's insane. And then obviously they move them to the back of the end zones after the 72 series.
You meant Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. What did I say? Knight Rider?
Daredevil, I think.
Or Daredevil. Ghost Rider. Either way, that stuff drives me insane. A sleeper one was that movie. Remember, was it Road Trip? With a National Lampoon's or whatever. It was like,
yeah, I know what the movie you're talking about. I don't know the specific thing you're referring
to.
They
had to jump a car like over a ravine at a certain point.
Yeah, and they listed the factory weight.
Ford Taurus, factory weight, 1,300 pounds. Like, there's a Mini Cooper's 2,700 pounds. There's no such thing as a road going car that's 1,350 pounds. That's what a Ariel Adam weighs. Or sorry for the dig. That's a go kart. I mean, my point is like a 2-seater Lotus is 2,650 pounds. A 4-door Taurus is 4,400 pounds. How'd you lop more than 2,000 pounds off the weight of this car? And isn't that imminently findable? Can't you go online? If you look at any car stats, it will say the weight of the car. You just look at the stats. It'll say like the horsepower and the weight. They call it curb weight. How are you off by 2,000 pounds?
Again, my point with this is, from my personal experience, is that there would be no way on a cable TV show 20 years ago called The Man Show that if anybody had something in a script that Adam Carolla or Jimmy Kimmel, one of those two at minimum, wouldn't raise a red flag over the smallest inaccuracy, that you wouldn't go like, ah, they have a 1300. Ah, let me teach you something. It would be a seminar for the next 4 hours for the gathered staff to learn about how much cars weigh. It would be impossible that something like that could slip through the cracks. How does a Mason Motion Picture have that happen? It's impossible to imagine to me.
I do not know. That was the Tom Green was in that. And then it was like the road trip version of American Pie, like a bunch of these hot actors. But it wasn't that funny. All right. The point is what year did Steve McQueen's Lusso, 64, you said, or 63? I can't remember that. 63. What year did that sell at auction? It sold for 2.3. It sold at Pebble Beach. It was,
I believe it was 07.
07. And at the time, like I said, that car was worth about $400,000 or $500,000 in 07, maybe 5 to 6, and it sold for 4 times the value because of McQueen's name.
Tower Heist was in 2011.
All right, so it sold in 07 was the actual selling of Lusso, of McQueen's red Ferrari Lusso, and then they made the movie in 2000 and what, 12?
11.
2011, so they shot it in 2010. So 3 years later, they do it, and Alan Alda, is a rich guy, and he's going to explain where he got that Ferrari.
What the hell is this?
Agent Denham, that is a 1963 Ferrari 250 GT Lusso, owned and raced by the coolest cat who ever lived, Steve McQueen. This was his baby, and now it's my baby.
You got Steve McQueen's car parked in your living room? And here I thought you were an ass.
I paid $1 million for it 10 years ago. I wouldn't sell it for 10 times that.
We're 65 stories up. Right. How do we get it out of here?
You paid 2.3 for it 3 years ago when that car sold. And by the way, the other thing, it's not going to bother Sheck. Lusso means luxury. Steve McQueen didn't own and race that car. He never raced that car. It's a street car. There's no number on it. There's no sponsorship. There's no roll cage. There's no anything. It's clearly a restored street car. So he didn't own it and race it. He owned it and drove it. But he bought it 10 years ago for $1 million.
So he says.
But it was all over the news. It was amongst the car guys that McQueen's Lusso was coming up for sale at Pebble Beach 3 years earlier when it actually sold. Now, why not just say, I bought it at Pebble Beach 3 years ago for $2.3 million? Why is it more impressive to say I bought it 10 years ago for $1 million?
It is. And by the way, it makes the movie better because I like those little touches when fictional guys are somehow involved in a little tidbit of history and might have lured the likes of Adam Carolla and some of his car loving pals to appreciate the movie a little bit more. Like, cool detail in there. As it is, it's a throwaway line.
Yeah.
I'm with you. No,
and what if it, you know what that's like? It'd be like that's the car version of you hearing, oh, yes, me and my family, we came over from England on the Titanic and we landed safely.
Exactly.
In New York City. They're like, that didn't happen. That's not what history says happened. Figure it out. It's out there. It's all out there. It's all on the internet. Why?
There's no way that the crew, there are 40 people on that set that day. There's nobody who would say, believe me, I don't care what my job title would be on that. If I'm working on a movie and they're like, yeah, remember Super Bowl 14 when the Steelers pulled it out against the Rams on that Bubby Brister deep ball, the Ouija Thompson, I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It was not Bubby Brister to Ouija Thompson. It was Terry Bradshaw to John Stallworth over Rod Perry, who was exposed in coverage when he wasn't helped by the safety. But anyhow, yes, of course that would happen. I'm with you. And by the way, you say, I don't care. Adam, if you care, I care. I'm upset on your behalf.
Well, ask me how the rest of the movie was.
Well, how was the rest?
I don't know. I got up and left, David. By the way, you can just say I left. You don't have to do the got up part. We don't need all the different machinations of what it takes to leave. I inhaled.
then my right foot, right foot, then the left foot, then the right again. Then I went to the left.
Then I entered the parking lot. Yeah, I got up and I left.
I want to, before we wrap it up for the week, Ace, you're like a lot of people. Everybody wants football real bad. Everybody wants that football season. We've played it before. Let's try one or two more. What are you actually willing to trade to have football season here? I have announced I would give baseball and the NBA, whatever happens, I would package those together and willingly give those away in exchange for football. No surprise there. What about, would you give up all potatoes for a year?
Mm.
No form of potato can pass your lips.
You know, I love potatoes, and everyone loves potatoes. But, of course, with the Vinny Tortorich telling you to stay away from the potatoes, it's always a little battle with the potatoes. So this would be a good excuse to stay away from the potatoes permanently.
Okay. Let's take some of those syllables out and just boil potato down to toe. Would you give a toe? Toe of your choosing. I don't care which one it is.
But it would have to be attached to me?
Well, not anymore if you want your football.
No, I wouldn't give a toe up. That's potato's too easy, toe's too hard. We need something in between the toe and the potato.
Okay, would you be injected with the 19?
I have done so much traveling and so much back and forth to Texas and Southwest flights and Nashville and all that. I am sure I've been exposed to it. I'm sure I would probably test positive for it already. So
yes, you're not going to give a toe, though. The toe ain't going to kill you either way.
The COVID, I'll be fine with. And with my health and my age, I'll be fine with the COVID. I'd take the COVID over the toe for sure.
All right. Gary, would you give a toe or take the 19?
As a Chargers fan, I don't really think I would want to give up anything that would hurt myself just to watch further, you know, embarrassment and sadness. So probably not.
I'd go. I know with my lifestyle, I know I have been exposed to COVID. It's impossible that I haven't. I mean, I've played crowded clubs. I've traveled Southwest. I've been in airports, hotels, out to eat in Texas. You know, I've done all the stuff you're not supposed to do, and I'm sure I've been exposed to it. So I'm taking the COVID.
And would you do a 3-round fight? I know you would like the idea of that, but I don't know who let's say Mike Tyson in his prime, probably this, or George Foreman in
Tyson at 54 looks pretty devastating.
I know he does. Footage. I'm just trying to create the scariest situation for you to get in the ring. Would you do 3 rounds and like they ain't holding nothing back?
Yes. No. Three rounds is a lot. You know, there's always this sort of being concussed in the brain trauma that could possibly come off of that. So I would say no. And I bet it would probably be transformative. I'd probably spend every Sunday on a mountain bike. You'd see me at the end of the season. I'd be shredded, drinking from a Boda bag. I'd be telling you. I'd be telling that I can tell your pH is off because you've been eating too many hot wings. I've been living off of stream water and a granola mix. I would offer you some. You'd see a whole new me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Sad. Oh, no. Please, let's have football. Please. And make sure Adam gets to watch it. I don't like this new one.
I don't either. Let's not even experiment with that. Let me hit Bet Online. No shortage of action with our exclusive partner, BetOnline.ag. NBA playoffs continues this week. NHL playoffs are underway. Plus, MLB, UFC, and boxing, NASCAR, and soccer as well. BetOnline has the best odds and lines for upcoming games and matches. You need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC daily. Also, hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. So, what do you do? Well, visit BetOnline.ag, our exclusive partner, Podcast One. Don't forget promo code podcast1 for your sign-up bonus today. Bet Online. That's your online sportsbook experts at betonline.ag.
And thus ends another week filled with hot sports talk. The weekend has arrived, sure to be filled with lots of sports for you to look at. Enjoy those, and then we'll talk to you next week. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, good sports out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available everywhere. You can get all the links at adamcarolla.com.